Listening Library presents And Then There Were Four by Nancy Werlin. Read for you by Georgina Marie and Michael Crouch.
Chapter 1. Caleb. It is your new nightly ritual, as automatic as showering or brushing your teeth or thinking about her. You feed innocent paper into the teeth of the shredder. Then you put the scraps on the floor. You shape them into a circle or a square, or you did this once whimsically, a hand holding a cane. The pattern can be anything, as long as you position it in front of your dorm room door. That way, if you leave the room that night, in the morning you will know you did it. Whatever it is. The paper shreds have never been disturbed yet, not once, which is surprising and interesting. You're uncertain what to make of this. One thing is true. You are not a little boy anymore. You are 17, and you don't believe in mommy keeping you safe, or in friends having your back, or in anybody, including you, understanding the difference between good and evil. You do, however, believe in the indifference of humanity, and the absolute inevitability of your own destruction. You never ask to be what you are. Why you? At this point, you rarely bother to ask that question. Why is a child's question? And there's never a good answer. Not from him. Not for you. Because. That's the answer. His answer, and now also yours.